The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning. We're back. Second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number here. That's our contact number. If you'd like to win some perch, fish, and tackle, nice package of it, a handful of lures from High Tide Tackle and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, we're glad to give it to you. Next Saturday, we'll give it away at the end of the show. All you got to do is call that number, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Aaron, your first name, last name, spelled carefully, please, your phone number, spoken distinctly and clearly. If you win, we will call you, get your shipping address, and Tackle Box Tim will be more than glad to mail you a nice package full of your winnings. So that's easy enough. That's how you do it. Every contest works the same here. Nothing to buy, nothing to... All you got to do is call. Go on the air with me. It's simple. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just woke up a little while ago, so don't be gentle.
Well, that's a good. Hey, look, I didn't get much sleep last night. So or the night before. So
yeah.
Yeah. Long turkey.
I got in, go ahead. Out fishing yesterday with a friend of mine. And this is kind of a feel-good story because this fellow's suffering with some health issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, has been really down upon himself and, becoming a...
Life in general.
Discontent with how things have been going.
Sure.
He's always been a hard-working person. And, well, regardless, Monday we went up to Susquehanna white perch fishing, and he was slow getting about, and I had to do the chore of pulling the anchor and all that stuff. But we got onto some pretty good perch fishing, and we kept some, and said, John, we're going to keep doing this because we hadn't fished. He hadn't fished in a couple of years, and this guy was a diehard.
Fisherman,
and he was slow getting about and everything. Well, yesterday we go again Friday, and the same, but he was much more peppy and pulled the anchor, and it was just a feel good fishing trip.
Yep.
We had a good time catching a bunch of perch, but I'm always talking. We're always talking about kids and take kids fishing and whatnot. Well,
yeah.
This was an older friend of mine I've known for years, and boy, it was how you get that good heart feeling, and
warm and fuzzy, right?
Warm and fuzzy. It was a good time. We were cutting up, and got a bunch of nice white perch, and it was just too much fun. A good time. So, just wanted to call in. You got a friend that, I don't have a whole lot of things to offer other than fishing and whatnot, but, it was a good time.
Yeah, well, that's good. Hey, look, it's always great to get together with somebody that, like yesterday, okay, I've known Bobby Dutrow for, Let's see. I met him in probably, it's been 20 years. I've known Bobby. Maybe a little longer. But, you know, I always said, hey, you know, let's go turkey hunting. He goes, okay, I'll be glad to take you.
Yep.
Well, we've turned out to be real good friends, brothers in the Lord. And we had a, you know, he got me my first turkey, Jake turkey, but it was an exciting hunt. Got me my first long beard, you know, sitting in the blind with him. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And so we've hunted the last 5 years, I believe. And sometimes you're successful and sometimes you're not. But we've always had a good time. We've always heard birds. We've always been in the right spot, you know, and it's just a good time, just, you know, talking about life and talking about hunting and that type of thing. And, I mean, I'll never accomplish what he has. I mean, he's got like 90 long beards to his credit, and he takes kids
right.
and his friends.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he really does. He's got a shrine dedicated to turkey calls that he's collected, you know, from some of the most famous callers. I mean, you know, I said, here's my box call. I said, give me a little lesson on this box call. It's a big box call, a nice one, but a big box. And he goes, oh yeah, and who made that? And he said, here, let me show you this one. This was made by this guy's dad. And
wow.
He said,
wow.
Yeah, he said, and he's got dates of all the, you know, turkeys that he's taken with that particular box call written on the back. And he said, yeah, when I was talking to his dad, he said, you got an old call. He said, it's got staples in it holding the bottom on. And he looked, turned it over, and he goes, yeah, there's staples in there. And he said, yeah, Rob Keck got mad at me and told me to take those staples out of there. Well, Rob Keck was the director of National Wild Turkey Federation for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
You know, and then he moved on to be, he worked for Bass Pro Shop. He moved on to run Bass Pro Radio Show. I actually did an interview with him. I've known Rob I've known him since 2007, 2008. And, you know, but Rob, as with his position, National Wild Turkey Federation told this call manufacturer, get those staples out of your turkey call. And Bobby had one of the original calls that this guy made. But he, you know,
right.
I took him a little gift, a handcrafted thing that one of these artists made, and he goes, oh, I knew him. He said, oh, I got here. Look, I got this. This slate call he made, and this slate call he made, and he made this, and he made that, and he's got a sticker with this guy's name on his window of his car. I'm like, I thought I was doing something unique for the guy, and he's already got some of this stuff. So
yeah,
you know, it's fun. It's fun. So
it's a good thing to when you have moments or friendships, and you rekindle, you know, like what I
yes did exactly
last week and
yeah,
I don't know. I didn't even think of it as you know, the good for the heart. But after you do it, you know, you can. It's just,
oh sure.
Wow, this is really really cool.
This, oh yeah.
You know, the fishing was just the icing on the cake, but
the catalyst.
It was so strong that you know, that's why I called you. Called you.
I appreciate that. That's good. That's good.
I'm sure everybody out there listening is, you know, it doesn't have to be even fishing, but just to get together with somebody that's you know has got some health issues or whatever.
Well, let's see what happens here in the near future. Hopefully, the near future, and we might be even talking way more about that.
So. Yep. So,
and
yeah,
all right. Well, Lee, thank you very much.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Take care, man. See ya. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, when you come off the Bay Bridge and you just come off the bridge there at Kent Island, or Kent Narrows, and you'll see Backyard Billy's on the right hand side there at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. There's a boat dealer right there. You'll see the exit, but you'll pass Backyard Billy's before you get to the exit to get to the place, and then you got to get off and, you know, keep turning right to get into the get into the complex there. But you'll see all that stuff sitting out there in the backyard. You'll see the sign flashing. I think he's selling pellets on the sign and whatever else they do. But when you look at all that stuff, you go, wow. Wow. That's impressive. Well, that is impressive, that big yard full of stuff going down Route 50. But when you make that turn and you actually get into that lot and you see the amount of buildings and things and dreams and equipment and everything that you want, everything that you would love to have on your deck or in your backyard, all there in one place, you're going to go, man, I'm glad I heard about this from Alan, Backyard Billy's. I just gave you the tour in the last commercial in the last hour, but, you know, right now it's time to think about your backyard, your deck, for the upcoming picnic, crab, family reunion season, and the best way to do that is stop by Backyard Billy's, that giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs, 1,000 of them in stock. You can see all that in Backyard Billy's backyard, but when you go around and you start paying attention and you see the dog kennels and the chicken coops and the greenhouses and the sheds, you're going to want some of that stuff. And you walk in the showroom, you're going to see those barbecue grills. You're going to want one. And you walk over on the other side and you see the furniture for your beach house or for, you know, for your outside patio or your covered patio, your covered deck. That, man, look at that stuff. You got to want it. So I think that's a good thing for you to do, is to visit this week or this weekend Backyard Billy's. And, of course, the hearth shop with the fireplace inserts and the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. Well, yeah, I mean, we've just come through some colder weather, but you know, it's not that far away. And of course, they'll do the installation for you, help you with that, free delivery and set up within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's Hearth America is open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You know what? I just have to think. The entire staff is knowledgeable and friendly. They'll walk you through everything, take their time with you. Your backyard is going to look just great at Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right. Very good. Weapons of mass destruction. We have Clay on the line. Good morning, Clay. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you, sir? And Miss Robin?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Yeah. You sound like you're driving this morning.
I am.
Yep.
I am, actually. Can you hear me okay? I can
switch. Oh, yeah. We hear you just fine. Yep.
Okay. I was hoping to hear from Robin this morning. I'm starting to really miss her.
Well, she is improving and kind of the two steps forward, one step back routine right now with her health. So she had a good blood test, and we had a nice visit with the hematologist this week. So he put her on something to help that, and I think she's doing better, but the back is still the biggest issue, unfortunately. So, she had a pretty tough night, and she wants to be back. She really does. She misses everybody else. So,
well, give her my best.
I will do that. I
wanted to call mainly to say hi and to get in on the drawing, so
yes, sir.
maybe I could continue the tradition I started with donating it back to a youth group.
Or I think that's great.
A youth drawing. So,
all right.
Anyway, yeah, have a good week.
All right, you do the same, buddy. Appreciate it, Clay. Thanks for the call. All right, I'll give Robin your best. There we go. All right, who's up next, Aaron? Let's see. Emmett. Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I just went to call. This is one of the few Saturday mornings I'm not working.
I hear you.
Hey, I want you to know you and I are birthday buddies.
That's right. That's right.
I'll be 72 tomorrow.
72. Well, you got me by a couple years, but that's okay. I also have a friend whose son celebrates tomorrow as well. He'll be 19. So, you know, great fisherman, great hunter, turkey hunter, shed hunter, arrowhead hunter, shark tooth hunter, deer hunter, shed collector, and he works as a measure for bucks, bears, stags. His name is Mason. His name is Mason. Look him up. Yeah, he's a good guy. Good guy. But young guy. He's been working with us for years and years and years, and he loves the outdoors. He loves to fish. He's a tournament bass fisherman. He catches big blue catfish. He catches snakeheads. He caught a snakehead last week that was, I think, 34 inches and weighed 14 pounds something. Giant snakehead. So.
Well, this morning, Barry Grizz and they're having that Ranger golf tournament in the Spring Grove, and that's VA. That's just where I'm at. So I'm going to be working their concession stand. I definitely want to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, talking from Dundalk. Okay, now his representative is Metzger.
Metzger? Rick Metzger?
Yeah, Metzger.
Okay.
He's really a good guy. Really good. I've met him at...
Doesn't Johnny Salling represent that area, too?
Could be. I think it's a couple...
Johnny Ray Salling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I knew Metzger.
Yeah, I think he's a state star.
He plays the fight in the state level for us. So,
that's good. That's good.
You tell your wife there, Robin, I'm the man of prayer, and I'll be praying for him.
You do that. That is very much appreciated.
Okay.
Very much. All right, man.
You have a blessed day, brother.
Thanks, Evan. Hey, buddy, happy birthday.
Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM. 680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680. Is anybody on the line there, Mr. Aaron? Oh, Blazing Bear. He's up there with Emmett. Good morning, Blazing Bear. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good.
I didn't know you knew Emmett Lohman.
I do know Emmett Lohman.
Yeah, he's going to be some of the concession stuff at my golf tournament.
That's what he said.
Golf tournament for the Royal Rangers today.
And right.
92 golfers playing golf.
92 golfers. That's fantastic, yes, man.
And I wanted to call and tell you happy birthday tomorrow because I didn't want to call and interrupt you while you're at church.
I got it.
Tell you that Robin is in our prayers.
Thank you, sir.
Said
appreciate
hi.
That. I will do that.
Been good.
Been good. Turkey hunted all day yesterday. Had a great day. Walked up the mountains out there in Washington County. Legs are sore, but you know what? I'll be 70 and I'm still walking those mountains, so I'm happy.
Yep, that's good.
Yep.
Good.
So, all right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call.
Hey, next time you come by the house, stop and see me instead of blowing your horn. All right.
I might do that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Blazing Bear.
I was at Battery Warehouse last week. They said you haven't stopped in there for a while.
I've tried. Let's put it that way, and I'll be there. I'll be there this coming week. So.
Okay.
All right, buddy. You do the same. Thanks. See ya. Alrighty. There he goes. Bye bye. Yeah, I haven't stopped at Battery Warehouse, but I have certainly tried. That's for sure. Let's see, Johnny Ray Salling. All right, 410-922-6680. Let's talk about anybody online, Aaron? All right, let's talk about a couple of our sponsors. Burry's Tire Service right here in Easton, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's right up the street. Matter of fact, last time I had the truck in there for something, I think it was oil change, I walked over. I didn't have a ride, so I walked over. It's not that far, you know. And I like to walk. I mean, I like to walk. I like to... I really do. Anyway, just off Route 50, they're in Easton. That's where the locals... And I don't consider myself a local yet. And, when you come to the Eastern Shore, you're either a chicken necker or... what's the other name? Come Here. You're either a Come Here or a chicken necker. If you're not a native Eastern Shoreman that was here during the founding, back in the 17-whatevers. So, anyway, American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. You've got Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. They even have tires for your regular old pickup truck like this chicken necker. That's for sure. Garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own a trailer or an ATV or anything that ends with a V, Spurry's has the tires, no question about it. They offer tire repair. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and they'll repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They have the technology. They do a lot of automotive work. And I prefer to go there now rather than go to the dealer. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Matter of fact, our daughter just got a new set of tires here a couple weeks ago for her big old Chevy Suburban or whatever it's called. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You know what? Clyde's Sports Shop. Let's talk about Clyde's for a minute. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're your full-line Browning dealer. They carry the 22 T-Bolt Sporter. They carry the X-Bolt and the X-Bolt Pro Series high-powered rifles. They have the BAR Browning Automatic Rifle Autoloader Mark II Safari model. Beautiful gun. The A5. Yep, the A5. It's a pretty cool shotgun, recoil-operated. Vintage tan camo. You ought to see that. It's a throwback, that's for sure. The Satori Hunter Grade, the Satori 725, and the full line of Satori over and under shotguns for shotgun sports. Waterfowl, if you like it over and under, and upland bird hunting, too, if you like an over and under. It's a great shotgun. Satori 725, Satori Hunter Grade, if you like skeet, trap, and sporting clays. Why not stop by? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him in the church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, a squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls. And Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting hallelujah.
Right, there we go. I love it. Love that song. Yeah. You know one we got to play, Aaron? Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, Loudon Wainwright III. I think we have to play that someday, whether it's today or another day, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone numbers. Call in and win. You can win a fish and tackle package right here next Saturday, the last Saturday of the month of May. Giving away a beautiful perch fishing package, a couple beetle spins and some twister tails and some tandem rigs and a couple of rattling shad type baits, and That's all on High Tide Tackle from Tackle Box Tim Sherman, and you'll be glad you did. I know there's a lot of perch fishermen out there. I know there's a lot of perch fishermen out there. We had perch from a local shop here, beautiful perch basket. I had some sweet potato fries, and Robin had some waffle fries, and man, that was good perch. I liked their seasoning, whatever they used on it, and nothing like perch fillets. You know, they're kind of like chipmunks. I mean, you gotta. You know, get a lot of them to make a mess, make enough for dinner. But these were pretty good sized fillets. And one of the seafood suppliers up there near Caroline County was able to get some perch in and share it with the vendor. And so I do business with them, and it was kind of a funny conversation. Yeah, we got a lot of white perch in. Did you really? Hey, can I get some white perch to take home? Oh, we sold them all to such and such. So I went from buying them fresh at the seafood market to buying them for dinner. That's pretty funny. Yeah, anyway, you had to be there, I guess. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM 680. That's where you're listening to the show, on WCBM 680 on your dial. Available worldwide on the WCBM.com app. You can listen on your computer. And here's the good news. Our podcast hadn't been updated for a while. We had a little glitch, a little technical situation going on here between, let's put it this way. There was a technical glitch. We'll leave it at that. And now that's fixed, and the podcast will all be brought up to date next week. First time you're hearing this, too, Maryland Loves Crabs magazine has launched online yesterday. We don't quite have the advertiser web links connected yet to everybody, but we were anxious to get it out online for the weekend. We'll put that on our social media page and share that all over the place today. But we want you to see that, mdlovescrabs.com, mdlovescrabs.com, Maryland Loves Crabs, or you just, you know, if you have voice command, you can just say Maryland Loves Crabs. It'll take you right to it. Let's see. Yeah. I'll tell you that story about that name, Aaron, when we get off the air. How's that sound? Oh, man, we need a couple callers here going towards the, well, we're past the midline, aren't we? Yes, we are. Okay. You know, go get another call or two, take another commercial break for some of the folks. Are we done with commercials, Aaron? He's Joyce in Dundalk. Perfect. Good morning, Joyce.
Alan.
How are you, dear?
I am doing fine. My husband and I listen to your show all the time, and I have a feel-good story. My husband is in ill health, and he said the one thing he would like to do before he dies is he would like to shoot his guns. So my daughter and son-in-law live in Virginia, and my son-in-law has a large area where they can shoot at targets. So my other son drove him down to the Virginia, and they all shot the guns, and he shot an 1873 cowboy gun.
Oh, my. That's nice.
He shot a 22. He shot a 45 revolver. He shot a 9mm gun, and he shot a 6.8 Stag with a scope. And my son-in-law had water balloons hanging up, and the first shot that he took, he hit the balloon, and he's 85 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yes.
You wish him the best.
Thank
from
you.
From me. What's his first name?
George.
Dead Eye George.
Dead Eye George. He's listening out on the radio, so this will make him feel good.
Oh, good. Well, George, I will tell you something. That's wonderful that you can still shoot. It's wonderful that you still enjoy the shooting sports, and I'm glad you hit the target. And I would like to talk to you someday. If you feel free, call in. I know you're not feeling that good. If you could, we'd love to talk to you. But maybe next week or one day, if you feel good enough, give us a call here, and we can talk about shooting. And you said an 1873?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Cowboy gun? You mean like a lever-action Winchester or something like that?
You know what? I don't know anything about that.
All right. Well, that's why I want to talk to George. So, but, yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, well, thank you, dear. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, have a good weekend. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. There you go, folks, 85. I got a little ways to go for that, but I hope I can still shoot when I'm 85 and hit the target. Lucille, good morning. I think we did talk
to you. Good morning, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. How you doing?
I'm fine. I had my first baby on May 19th.
You had your birthday what?
I said I had my first baby on May 19th.
Oh, your first baby. So I share a birthday with your first child.
So she'll be 63 tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, Lucy, that's wonderful to hear from you.
Go ahead.
No, you're up. You're talking. You're listening on the delay. That's the problem. You need to turn your radio off and talk to me on the phone.
No, I don't. My radio's not on right now.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to also tell you were talking about people traveling down in the Dorchester County area.
Yes.
Some people are called chicken necks.
And yeah, chicken neckers, yep.
I don't know what they would call me. My many greats grandfather landed there in the 1640s, so I think I'm a native. I think he'd call me a native of the area.
Yeah, you probably would. Is that where you live now?
No,
in Dorchester,
no,
County?
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you would, wow, you're going back. You're going back a little ways, aren't you? Yeah.
Quite a
great.
Bit. But my dad looked it up, and he said that, you know, that was when he arrived, that he never bought any land, so he might have been indentured.
It's very possible. Very possible. But at least, you know, at least you have a history, that's for sure.
I do.
Yeah. I don't go back much further than two generations in my family, and I don't know much. I was adopted, so I don't know much about my birth father's family at all. I know he lived and died in Ohio after I was born here, and born in Pennsylvania. The family that adopted me, I know a little bit about that, but I don't know much further back than my dad's father, my grandfather. My mother's side, I knew my great-great-grandfather and great-grandmother and a couple of uncles on that side, great-uncles, but I've never done the lineage thing or the, you know, the DNA thing or whatever it's called, ancestry or something, never did that, you know?
Never
so,
did.
But,
yeah.
Nah. I do know my dad's father, was probably not a very nice guy, and the family legend was that he killed a mule with a sledgehammer when he was a mine inspector. I don't know what the mule did to him, but that's what they call him Blackjack. They called him Blackjack Ellis. So God only knows what that guy did. You know,
the mule probably just wouldn't move. Sometimes
probably, yeah, yeah. And you have to wonder which one was more stubborn. So, Blackjack Ellis.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate it. Thanks for the laugh. Have a good day and a great weekend. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Richard in Baltimore. How are you, Richard?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to relay a fish story of mine, since you got
okay.
The tackle box thing going. I was 8 years old with my cousin Bobby, who was 10. We were in Michigan. I was born and raised, and on Thunder Bay River in Atlanta. We got up real early one morning, just the two of us, took the boat out, a little trolling down the river, and I hooked on my Zebco reel, if you remember those.
Oh, yeah.
Zebco reels.
They still make them.
Would always get. They were easy to maneuver with. Anyway,
well, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What did Zebco make before they made fishing reels?
Oh, I don't know. That might even be before my time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. The shape of those reels adapted itself. Well, it was adapted from the original company called the Zero Hour Bomb Company. They made throwable incendiary devices to be used in warfare.
And then they became fishing reel makers?
Correct.
Huh. That's a good change.
Yep. So what'd you catch on your Zebco?
I caught a 32-inch pike. And I'm reeling it in, and my reel breaks.
Uh-oh.
So cousin Bobby and I pulled it in by hand the last, I'm you know, fuzzy memory, but it seems like
right.
20 yards to me.
Right.
And we took it home to Uncle Bob and showed him our bloody hands and the 32-inch fish. And he said, great,
wow.
I'm going to cook it. We'll have it for dinner tonight. And turns out it would have been a record fish for that river at that
time. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you say it was a pike.
No,
wait. You said it was a pike.
Pike, northern pike.
Northern pike. Wasn't a chain pickerel. Wasn't a walleye. It was
No. Born and raised in
Michigan.
Michigan,
you guys know what a pike is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. That is fantastic.
It was a fun time, except my mom was kind of mad about the blood on my clothes.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, well.
Moms are like that. Yeah. Do you remember the show Hee Haw?
Oh, sure.
Do you remember Junior Samples, the car salesman?
Yeah.
BR549. Do you know how that guy got his start?
No.
He claimed that he caught and ate the world record largemouth bass. Called the newspaper. They all came out, and he had a head and a tail. And the entire middle was missing. He said, yeah, we caught the world record and ate it. Well, it might have been a 10-pound bass or something like that, but the news media didn't know. And the story went around the South that the world record bass, largemouth bass, was caught and eaten by the Samples family. And it was all phony, a fraud, and a fake. With a head and a tail, I mean, how are you going to prove that, right? And it launched his career, yep. BR549. So, crazy stuff happens, doesn't it?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Richard, that is a great fishing story, a 32-inch pike. That's a pretty good-sized pike.
It put up a fight.
I'm sure it did.
Break my Zebco.
That would do it.
All right, you have
Zero
a good
hour
day.
Bomb hey, company. Good. All right, thanks, Richard. Take
Thank
care.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep. How about that? Yeah, look it up. Zebco. 410 WCBM 680 410. Do you have that? Do you have a dead skunk in the middle of the road there, buddy? All right. I just want to hear it. Beats happy birthday for me. Let's see what he says. Let's see what he comes up with here. Go for it.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car, skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high you long. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory. It's in the middle. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking high, high,
him on. All right. Loud and Wayne right to third. That song hit the radio, and I don't know what year it came out. This is, I think, a later version. I think this is when Loudon got a little older. Maybe his concert version or something. I don't know. But, man, it was a great song. A lot of novelty songs out there, funny. We like to play them here. You know, Ghost Chickens in the Sky and some of that kind of stuff. I hope you like it. It's just entertaining and fun. That's what we need in this world, don't we? Too much strife, too much upheaval in our country right now. You know, you listen to that first song we played with Hank Williams Jr., you know, just keep my life the way it was when America was America and we didn't have someone trying to fundamentally change our country. And that fundamental change continued from 2008 through 2012 through 2016. And then the disruptor came into office and got us back on track. And people thought, well, he says mean things. Yes, we don't like the man and we don't like the way he talks. Hey, the economy's great, you know. And his 8 years was interrupted by this worldwide weaponized virus called COVID, and the great uniter was elected in 2020, who has done anything but unite this country and has driven us down in our status in the world our standing in the world. Our enemies no longer fear us. Our allies have no idea what we're doing. And the people in our country are, in my opinion, a lot of us are not better off than we were 4 years ago. Well, we have an opportunity coming up to pick the elected official, to pick the person we want to lead our country for the next 4 years. And all we have to do is look back at the last eight, and we can pick between those two choices that we have. So weigh it for yourself, but just make sure that you get out and vote, whatever your conscience tells you to do, whatever your heart tells you to do, whatever your pocketbook tells you to do. We've got that grand election coming up here in November. Don't miss it. Just cut through all the smoke and mirrors. Cut through all the phoniness. Cut through all the bluster. And take a look at one man versus another, and see what you decide. And put your emotions aside. Put your pocketbook first. Try putting your pocketbook first. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see, who was that? Ronald. Good morning, Ronald. Thank you, Ronald. I appreciate the call. I know you didn't go on the air, but thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's see. Hey, Charles, thank you for the email. By the way, you can enter the contest on email if you like, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Send us some pictures if you like for the hunting quarterly, or, you know, snakehead pictures, catfish pictures. Happy, healthy birthday. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. Indeed. Well, we have a lot of great listeners. Some are able to call, some can't. I'm missing Miss Fran. I haven't been able to contact her. I don't know if she's still listening. I don't know if anybody hears her on any of the other shows. She used to call into the other shows in the evening, and I don't know that we have any other brokered shows. Do we have any other brokered shows on the air, Aaron? Nothing at night, is there? Yeah, I mean, the days of Les Consolvin when, you know, you could call in Les from Baltimore, and those days are long gone, unfortunately. So, anyway, well, that's about it, I guess. Yep, that is about it. I hear the music starting, so. All right, folks. Well, look, you have a great day. I think if it looks like it's going to rain, if it does, I think I'm going to take a nap and get caught up here for a little bit. But we're also working on getting the Maryland Hunting Quarterly to the printer as well. So that's a summer issue, and Big Ass Fish coming right after that. So watch for those magazines, mdlovescrabs.com. All right, folks, get out, stay safe. Make sure you are close to your family this weekend. Give them a little love. Give them a phone call if you miss them. Hug your partner. Love the Lord. See you next week.